it's a fun role for me, except on Sundays, you know. But, you know, I really enjoy it. I love it. I love running the scout team and practice just because it's fun. I love the competition of it. I enjoy it all.
How about the kind of mentorship for young guy like Jake?
Yeah.
Part of your role? I mean,
oh, for sure. Well, I was Jake 12 years ago, essentially, you know, so... you know, I try not to, especially early on, I try not to bombard him with a lot of stuff because he's got so much going at him and he's still swimming, you know, it's a lot to take in. It's a lot. So I try not to bombard him with too much information, but as time has gone on, I've tried to give him a little bit more here and there, and I'll do that, you know, kind of throughout the year. And, you know, how do you run the scout team? You know, what's important running the scout team for our defense, but also for yourself and whatnot. So, you know, as time goes, I'll give him more and more, and sure, try to help him, mentor him, because I was fortunate enough to have people help me.
What have you seen from him so far in practice?
Jack?
Yeah.
He's kind of going about his business as he should. You know, he's a rookie, and, you know, be quiet and kind of try and learn and go about it. So he's making progress for sure. But like I've said, it's hard. You know, it's hard. This position is just hard, so... he's doing a good job and working hard at it, and he'll continue. He's got a good demeanor about him.
Is Jack your nickname for him? Or?
Jake from State Farm is the better one, but sometimes I call him Jack because some brilliant adult male at that Taste for the Lions came up, looked at his nameplate, and called him Jack. So, and thanked him for all of his time at Michigan. 4.5 months he was there, so.
Dan, no one sticks in this league for as long as you have without offering something in the role as, you know, the backup quarterback. And so what do you think you offer that room? How do you help Matt?
Matt would probably be better, but seeing everything, essentially, you know, just the little things throughout the week. Hey, I know this D coordinator. He likes to do this. I've played with this guy or against this guy. I know these guys' personalities. What's their mindsets? You know, helping them watch film or watching film that he necessarily doesn't have time to get in that week. Hey, you know, I would watch a lot of stuff in the red zone for him. How did teams play Julio or stuff like that, especially when we had Calvin. But stuff like that is specific. And then on game day, you know, hey, I'm seeing this, or, you know, just so you know, you've got this if you want it. Tough stuff like that where, you know, I'm just trying to be another voice, another set of eyes. And then the reality in this league is things go bad at times, you know. And so someone who could, you know, try to be an encourager, you know, we had some tough times last year, you know, and just try to be someone who could be supportive and encouraging and paint the right picture and stuff, because it's a long year and eventually things go poorly. So it sounds cheesy and cliche, but a friend, you know, but someone who'll shoot them straight too, you know, and be honest with them and stuff like that. I think, like I mentioned previously, I think that is kind of my where I'm at, my highest comfort level.
How do you compare and contrast Matthew with the starters you backed up?
I think Matt is the best guy I've ever backed up, pretty substantially. I think really highly of him. In all facets of his game. I was lucky when Matt Schaub was rolling in Houston for a 2-year stretch. I was the backup, and he was rolling. He was playing at a really high level. Coops was calling plays at a high level. We had a really good offense. But Matt is just, you know, he checks off all the boxes, you know. So he's the best guy that I've ever been behind. He's one of the easiest to work with for sure too as well. And, you know, fortunately, we have a really good relationship, really strong friendship, a really good working relationship, all that. So it's fun to come to work with them.
Who's second best?
Schaub would be up there. And
Schaub is
wrong. Yeah. And then I've had some not-so-fun. Yeah.
It's like a stupid
pad. What, your first stint here with the Lions, does that seem like yesterday or forever ago, or both?
Feels like it was like 8 years ago. You know, I was saying this to someone the other day, like, I've played for 12 years now, and it feels like 12 years. It doesn't feel forever, and it doesn't feel like it was a blink of an eye. It feels like 12 years for me, too. So there's parts that feel longer than others, yeah. But, you know, we're such creatures of habit and kind of brainwash or train ourselves to get into such routines lifestyle-wise that I think it's just – okay, I'm in season, I'm out of season. I'm in OTAs, I'm in the something, you know, you just kind of have developed this routine of your life where you just keep going through it.
Yeah.